I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Hezbollah's violent takeover of western Beirut continued today. The militant Shiite group has been firing its way into Sunni areas of the Lebanese capital. Hezbollah's move is a direct challenge to the Sunni-dominated government of Prime Minister Fouad Siniora. Today, the United States restated its unswerving support of Siniora's government. We'll hear more about that in a few minutes. First, we turn to Beirut and journalist Ben Gilbert. He lives in an area that's been taken over by militants. Earlier today, he told us about Hezbollah's arrival in his neighborhood.
It started about 6 p.m. Yesterday evening, just after Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah had been speaking. And I drove down the street, and all of a sudden, the area all around me was filled with gunfire. Not real close, but close enough to be nervous. So I came up to my apartment, and by the time that I got up here, there was gunfire very nearby. The gunfire got so intense, I had to move my my office. Essentially, I'm up on the ninth floor here in my apartment, but I had to move my office into an interior room. I mean, it reminded me kind of, I'm from Ohio where we had tornado drills in elementary school, and it was very much like that. I mean, you get away from the flying glass, you open up the windows so that there's an explosion nearby. There was this enormous storm about 3 in the morning. It was just thunder and lightning and buckets of rain. And at that point, there was thunder and there were RPGs going off. You couldn't quite tell which one was which. So eventually, after the storm came and things quieted down, it was quiet from about 3 until 7. And then about 7 a.m., I was woken up by this sound.
Now, Ben, your apartment is on the ninth floor, as you said. What did you actually see from that vantage point, or were you not looking?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I heard this morning was what you just heard there. It was louder than at any point in the previous night. It sounded like people were getting, like the fighters were getting closer. I was kind of cowering in my office slash bedroom by this point. And what I could see was when I crept around the corner, there was a gunman on a rooftop very close to me, pro-government, I assume, and they were firing down the street opposition members who were trying to come up a kind of straight street that leads out of my neighborhood. So, I mean, it was kind of this focus of fire was just about on top of my building in some ways. So I went downstairs and essentially hung out with the doorman for about 2 hours until the fighting subsided.
And that's the way things are right now. You seem to indicate that things are much calmer in the past few hours.
Well, I mean, even then, the situation was still tense here. There was still fighting on the streets. And about 3 hours ago, it just stopped. And about an hour after that, some colleagues and I ventured out. I just got back a little while ago. And we ventured up the street. And, I mean, it's this main street called Hamra Street, which, I mean, it's like a main street in the U.S. And, I mean, there's a Starbucks, there's a Crown Plaza Hotel. And usually it's just packed full of people and cabs and taxis. But today it was littered with spent machine gun shells. I mean, they were littering the street, literally. And this is about 2 blocks away from where Saad Hariri, the parliamentary majority leader, lives. And so, I mean, this was quite a coup by the opposition to take this area. I mean, these are mainly the opposition is led by Hezbollah, which is Shia. This area is very much strong pro-government Sunni Muslim area. And I mean, now the opposition has put up their flags. It's a party called the SSNP, the Syrian Socialist Nationalist Party. And they've essentially taken over this area, and they've taken down all the pictures of Saad Hariri and his father, the late Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, and put up their own flags. So, I mean, it's just kind of a sign of how temporal and fluid the situation is. I mean, half of the city's life is essentially going on as normal. The other half, it's been taken over by a militia.
How many people died in your neighborhood? Do you have a sense of that?
I don't know how many people died, but earlier today I did see a person lying on the ground, and I don't know what that person was doing, but they weren't moving for a good 10 minutes that I was going in and out of my back balcony to see if it was someone who had been killed. But it was a bit disturbing, and I hope it wasn't what I thought it might have been.
Reporter Ben Gilbert in Beirut, thank you very much, and please stay safe.
Thank you.